One day after President Trump's longtime personal attorney was sentenced for crimes, including ones he says were committed at Mr. Trump's direction, the president is denying any role. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Cohen and federal prosecutors say Donald Trump directed him to pay hush money to conceal Trump's alleged affairs before the 2016 election, an apparent campaign finance violation. The president tweets this morning he never directed Cohen to break the law, tweeting Cohen was a lawyer and he is supposed to know the law. The president argues the liability is on the lawyer if a mistake is made. Besides, he says the payments were not related to campaign finance. He's gone from denying knowing about the payments at all to saying they would have been private transactions that were not illegal. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Another potentially worrisome legal development for Mr. Trump emerged as prosecutors announced that American Media, Inc., publisher of the National Enquirer tabloid, struck a deal to avoid charges over its role in suppressing damaging stories about then-candidate Trump to help him win the presidency. The Trump administration on Thursday announced a sharp refocus of its Africa strategy to counter China and Russia's efforts there. National Security Advisor John Bolton explains why change is needed.
The predatory practices pursued by China and Russia stunt economic growth in Africa, threaten the financial independence of African nations, inhibit opportunities for U.S. investment, interfere with U.S. military operations, and pose a significant threat to U.S. national security interests.
Bolton laid out that new strategy at the Heritage Foundation. Look for the latest on this story on voanews.com and in the VOA News app. This is VOA News. A Russian woman accused of being a secret agent admitted Thursday that she conspired to infiltrate the American gun rights movement to gather intelligence on conservative political groups as Donald Trump rose to power. 30-year-old Maria Butina agreed to plead guilty to a conspiracy charge as part of a deal with federal prosecutors. The case, which is separate from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, has offered insight into how Moscow seeks to influence American policy. China has confirmed that a second Canadian citizen has been detained under suspicion of endangering China's national security in an apparent retaliation for Canada's arrest of a high-ranking Chinese tech executive. A foreign ministry spokesperson said the legal rights of diplomat Michael Korvig and businessman Michael Spavor are being protected and Canada is informed. Meng Wanzhou, CFO of Telecom Huawei, was granted bail after her arrest December 1st. Meng was apprehended on charges of sanctions violations. The U.S. is seeking her extradition. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says representatives from Yemen's warring sides have agreed to a ceasefire in the contested Red Sea port of Hodeida. Guterres made the announcement Thursday after week-long UN-mediated talks in Sweden, where negotiators also agreed to withdraw troops from there. The deal includes deployment of neutral forces and the establishment of humanitarian forces. He congratulated the delegates and encouraged both sides to keep building.
These are critical elements for the future political settlement to end the conflict. Based on your constructive engagement here in Sweden, we have a better understanding of the positions of the parties. And you have agreed to meet again to continue to discuss this further at the end of January during the next round of negotiations.
The Saudi-backed Yemeni government and the Iranian-supported Houthi rebels had already agreed on a huge prisoner swap. Reports said they were close to a deal to reopen Sana'a's airport and restart oil and gas exports. British Prime Minister Theresa May confirms she will step down before the next election scheduled for 2022. Her comments come ahead of talks in Brussels, where she's seeking concessions in the unpopular agreement to withdraw Britain from the European Union after she survived a no-confidence vote. Monday, the Prime Minister canceled a vote on her plan, which is widely expected to result in defeat. Britain is due to leave the EU on March 29th. An early morning warehouse fire in Kinshasa has destroyed thousands of voting machines and other election materials that were to be used in Congo's upcoming presidential election. Barnabe Kikaya, an advisor to outgoing President Joseph Kabila, says about 7,000 voting machines were lost in the Thursday morning fire, which he says was the work of criminals. But Kikaya said the fire will not disrupt preparations for the December 23rd vote. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
Voice of OA. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up.